This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. We all know the South by Southwest Festival is an important annual event for those in the tech, music, and film industries. As almost 500,000 people visit the city over the 10-day event, there's another industry that benefits. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on how the festival is big business for charities.
If you've ever walked around South Congress or downtown Austin on a non-South by weekend, you may have noticed canvassers, people working for charities asking for donations from pedestrians. So last week, when I went to South by Southwest's education conference, I wasn't surprised to see them outside the convention center. But it made me wonder, do they get more donors during the festival?
It's not really on par with anything else. This is really an exceptional event that we get to participate in.
Gail Arcamone is in charge of sustainer giving for Save the Children. It's one of the charities with a large presence in Austin and at South by Southwest.
The numbers that we see of monthly donors that we're recruiting during the festival has jumped over 200%.
Save the Children doesn't measure their donations in dollars, but rather how many people sign up to make recurring monthly donations. On a typical day in Austin, canvassers get one person to sign up. During South By, that jumps to six or more. On the last day of South By Interactive, I went downtown to the corner of 4th and Trinity, right in front of the convention center. They say they focus on Interactive because people at that festival are more likely to have jobs that make money.
Give it up for Adam! Yes! Woo! Woo! Saving kids, right there.
I found a whole group of Save the Children canvassers trying to get festival goers to stop and hear their pitch. The group actually brings in their best canvassers from around the country just for South By. Kari Youngblood came from LA to work the festival and says asking for donations at South By is way different than back home.
But it's nothing like this. The people here and the care and the amount of, like, cognitive thinking that I come across here is just so many people are conscious of what's going on around the world, especially in areas like Houston, Puerto Rico, and Florida after the hurricanes, you know what I mean?
But just because people are more conscious about world issues doesn't mean they're willing to stop. The canvassers get rejected a lot. I asked Joshua Jackson, a canvasser based in Austin, if it bothers him.
Oh, rejection? I'm a guy, come on. Come on now, who are you talking to? He's talking to a young lady, but guys, we get told no all the time.
But to get people to hear the pitch about the charity, you have to get them to stop. I learned from this group of canvassers that there's an art to that. Here's Jackson.
You know, I'm a compliment guy. We all love to look nice. We all like to get ourselves dressed up and come out. So I just compliment them on all what they think they look good in.
When he said that, I realized he looked familiar.
Well, if I'm being honest, I think you stopped me last week when I was at the convention center for something else, and you were like, you have good style, and it made my day.
Yeah, see? And that's actually, I know that was me because that's one of my lines. You got style. That's definitely me.
So Jackson uses compliments, but other canvassers rely on different skills. I met the most successful canvasser in the country for Save the Children.
I'm Chardae McKissick, C-H-A-R-D-A-I-M-C-K-I-S-S-A-C-K. That's a long name.
She was finishing signing someone up. I asked the new donor, Brandon Finan, what McKissick did to convince him.
She makes a very compelling case overall. really engaging. It's very hard when you filter something through the lens and go, I can pay for a vacation, I can drop $20. It's not the end of the world.
Other canvassers resort to gimmicks to get someone to stop. Youngblood was talking to Rodolfo Morales, who stopped when Youngblood told him he had a gift to give him.
Tell me what made you stop today and talk with this guy.
Oh, the gift you gave me,
yes,
bro.
Yes, yes.
Can you explain what he's talking about?
So I gave him a gift of a handshake, actually. It's my right hand. It's really good at shaking them. So I actually offered it over to Rodolfo, and he loved it. He loved the gift.
Even though Youngblood's getting way more people to sign up, it has been a trying week.
The hardest thing about doing this is keeping your voice throughout the entire time. We're all losing our voice, and I have a bucket of honey on us just so that we can keep our vocal cords. Hey.
And it's not over after South By. The festival in Texas is the kickoff to the charity's biggest fundraising season across the country. Claire McInerney, KUT News.